T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Russ, what did people tell you about the Cubs and what they didn't do yesterday?
I think from the tweet I put out a couple minutes after the deadline, that was the sentiment from a lot of the people that I talked to yesterday. And look, they didn't move Wilson Contreras. They didn't move Ian Happ. They moved the relievers that I think most people thought that would be moved, and Michael Gibbons, Chris Martin, David Robertson. Got it. But Wilson Contreras, you know, you go through that whole thing, everybody's crying and hugging over at Clark and Addison, and I think everybody from Wilson himself to the team to everything we've heard, fan base, everybody was prepared and ready for Wilson to be on the move. And I think over the last couple of weeks, same thing with Ian Happ, and then neither of those guys get moved. And I think it was pretty surprising from the standpoint of I was kind of 50-50 on if they would move Happ, just because it's a guy with another year of control, and honestly, a guy that you could maybe sign to an extension for a discount at this point. But now neither of those guys being traded, it puts you in this weird limbo situation for the next 2 months.
It does, to say the absolute least, because I think if the Cubs wanted to commit to Contreras, they would have when that opportunity showed itself. So the next question is, now that they didn't get what they wanted for him in return, how do they assess the value of that draft pick as well that's now connected?
Yeah, I think that's one of the questions that you ask now. Like, when you look at what they were potentially offered over the last couple of days when it came to Wilson Contreras, did they just say, look, we're not receiving the value that we hope to have for Wilson Contreras as a rental, right? Did Jed and Carter Hawkins sit down and say, look, the value that we could get from getting this draft pick conversation with the qualifying offer if Wilson walks is better than what we could potentially receive back in a trade over this last 48, 72 hours. That could have been a conversation that was had. And I think one of the things I put out on Twitter yesterday after the deadline that I wanted people to think about is the effect that Juan Soto being on the market had on Wilson Contreras, because to me, I think there was no player more affected or no player's market was more affected by Soto being available than Wilson Contreras, because before that, Wilson Contreras was probably the best bat available of the guys that got moved. And then when you have all these teams focused now on Soto, whether it's the Mets or the Padres that ended up getting him, it kind of puts his Cubs in the, now you're the second, maybe third option of the big bats now, because everybody's trying to focus their resources on Soto.
So if you're Contreras and Happ, what are you feeling like today?
I think both are just, and they talked about just relieved that it's over. I think for now, Wilson, you have 2 months to go out there and show people why they should woo you this winter in free agency. And that would be any player. And I think for Ian, you know, a guy with a year of control, maybe a little less pressure than Wilson has, you just go out and show people that the first half wasn't a fluke, right? And to show people that, hey, the guy that I showed you I was in the first half of the season, I can be in the second half, and maybe force the Cubs' hand to say, okay, this guy had a monster first half and a really good second half. Maybe this is the guy we want to extend, or if somebody comes making phone calls to Jed and Carter in the offseason, maybe you could move Ian then.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.